Hey, Callie, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for calling in today.
Absolutely.
Was checking out your tune, $5 Pearls.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we're welcome. Great tune. Tell us about this song, Callie.
Well, it was a tune that I wrote a couple years back, and at the time I was dating somebody who decided I should not meet their parents. So that was obviously the end of the relationship. But I sat down with a buddy of mine, you know, shortly after, and and I showed him the verse that I had come up with about a week before, and it just turned into a whole song in about an hour. And it's just about, you know, when you feel like you're not good enough, or you know, when you don't fit in or you don't fit in the box, and it's about that feeling. I think everybody's felt that at some point in their life.
Yeah. Now, tell us a little bit more. He didn't want you to meet the parents?
It's true.
What?
Let's not dig into the wounds, shall we?
Okay. We'll leave that for another time. But wow. I don't even know how that would even come up in a conversation and be like, meh.
Well, they were coming through town, and there was no invitation to meet them.
Oh.
And it had been months.
Good riddance to bad rubbish.
Yeah, but it's all good.
Yeah. At least you got a great song out of it.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's one of my favorites that I've written, and it was sort of the first one that we wrote that I looked at and was like, okay, I can see the start of, you know, what I'm going to be as a solo artist. I toured for years in different bands, and then I moved to Nashville, and I was like, just writing full time and trying to sort myself out.
Yeah.
And that was the first song that filled out that was like, okay, this is who I'm going to be.
Awesome. Now, did you take in any of the CCMAs? Were you there?
You know, I didn't actually make it out because I was up in Canada on a radio tour. And then I just got back to Nashville, and it's actually Americana Fest here.
Okay.
So it's not quite possible to do both.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately. But I know that CCMAs are in Hamilton next year in my home province of Ontario, I'm thinking I'll make it next year.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
What about you? Did you make it out there?
I did not make it out there. I keep trying to convince my bosses to send me out for a work weekend, but no, they don't bite as of yet.
Yeah.
One day, it's my goal.
Bring the dimes for it, right?
Yeah. So, Callie, what's been your highlight for summer
2019? Summer 2019?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we launched the first single on August 22nd, and it went out to radio on August 12th, and so that's been something I've been working towards for a couple years, and so we played the Global Morning Show, and met with CBC, and met with SiriusXM, and we did just like an Ontario-based radio tour to start out, and we're going to go from there, so that was definitely the highlight. Oops, airplane driving over my head. I don't know if you can hear that.
No, I can't hear it.
So definitely just getting this music out and getting a positive response from it after, you know, kind of marinating on it for a few years and slowly piecing it together to finally be able to put it into the world was definitely a great feeling.
Awesome. Now, Callie, what's been the best advice you've received about being a musician, and who gave you this advice?
Well, the thing about advice is you shouldn't take too seriously other people's advice.
I like it.
That's kind of my own advice, because after many years of many opinions, I think it's important to just know your own mind and, you know, listen to the people that you respect, but know your own mind, know your own goals, and listen to that most of all.
That's awesome advice.
Right? Like, here I am giving advice to the person who doesn't believe in other people's advice.
My best advice, don't take advice.
Don't ever take it, but, you know, don't take it all too seriously.
Yeah. Now, Callie, what do you have in the works for fall?
Well, we've got another single coming out on October 24th. You're the first person that knows this.
Ooh.
So the next single's coming out, and it's kind of like a fiery bluegrass song. So it's coming out October 24th, and then we're working towards the album coming out in March.
Awesome.
So just kind of kicking ahead with the release schedule, and I've got tour dates coming up in Ontario, and then, of course, I'm playing full-time down in Nashville 3-4 nights a week, so just, you know, touring and releasing more music, so all the good stuff.
Fantastic, Callie. Now, where can people find $5 Pearls and the rest of your music?
Absolutely. Well, it is obviously at Country Radio, SiriusXM, and CBC. But you can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, all that stuff. And we've got the official music video as well. It's up on Facebook as well as YouTube.
Awesome. Callie, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. Love the single $5 Pearls. And if you ever find yourself on the East Coast, please stop by for a visit. I would love to do this in person.
I would love that. Thank you so much for having me call in.
You're very welcome, Callie. Take care and have a great day.
Awesome. You have a great day, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.